is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for The Awakened Healer with Carrie Nola. Carrie is a best-selling author, podcaster, and founder of the Sacred Soul Circle for Healing Entrepreneurs. Today, she has a global practice helping healers build wildly abundant and fulfilling practices to serve humanity. Let's welcome Carrie Nola back to News for the Soul.
All right, welcome back, Carrie.
Thanks, Nicole. Great to be here today. Oh, yeah, for those of you that are new to the show, welcome, and welcome back to those of our regulars. I am Carrie Nola, retired psychotherapist turned energetic and intuitive mentor for healing entrepreneurs, and also the founder of the Messages from Shadow Oracle Deck and Healing System, which we love to play with on the show. So if you're inclined to call in and tune into the energy that is asking to be illuminated in your life, we invite you to do that. 646-595-4274. And my readings are a little bit different. So we're not necessarily predicting what may or may not happen. I want to empower you by showing you what may be currently in the dark or unknown that you can upgrade and illuminate so that you can be an active participant in the next steps of your life. So if you have something going on that is creating resistance, stuckness, confusion, something in your business, something in your body, something in your relationship or your bank account, a great way to use this deck and to play with this energy is help me see what's keeping me stuck, what energy is trying to get my attention around this particular thing. And I'm curious where callers are at today. I was actually inclined to grab two things, well, three, my deck, and also a selenite crystal wand, which often has to do with some physical healing, so a very powerful tool. And I myself and many of my clients and those I've been interacting with have been moving through a lot of physical upgrades and healing. And it can be really confusing, like traditional resources may not be finding anything going on with our bodies per se, but yet we're having these symptoms that are bothersome. For me, I've had a lot going on in my throat chakra and my solar plexus, for example. And there's a lot of upgrades right now with speaking our truth and being in our power. So I'm trusting that this selenite wand is already infusing our space with some support to really anchor and ground in what needs to move in our physical bodies. And then I was called to grab one of my essential oils, the courage oil. And I'm curious what we may need the courage to look at today, to peek behind the veil and to admit truths to ourselves, or to just have the courage to be the full versions of who we are. You know, we kind of need all hands on deck right now. There's no more time for playing small or pretending like we're not a big deal or letting somebody else handle it. It's like each of us is being asked to bring our unique gifts and treasures to the table, and that's all contributing to the evolution, the advancement, the awakening of humanity and our collective consciousness right now. So I look forward to diving into these frequencies together today. Yeah, curious as always. How are you doing, Nicole, with this multi-retrograde time frame? I saw that my email didn't get to you before. I'm glad that it finally did. Might have lost communication with Nicole. I will just keep moving and grooving then. So I would love to start with a bit of a grounding and possibly pulling a card for the collective here and just seeing what is happening in the collective consciousness. So before we do that, I invite you to take a breath, and if you're in a place to drop in with yourself, we can do that. So just taking a breath and meeting yourself in this moment. Always great to move into intuitive work from a place of deep grounded centeredness, so that everything you hear, you receive it with a sovereign ear, sovereign heart. Having authority over your own experience, your own reality, your own life. Never outsourcing that responsibility to another, although sometimes others can reflect us back to ourselves. So I invite you to take a few inhales now, and with each inhale, claim what you want to receive more of and allow yourself to drink that in with the breath. More ease, peace, more clarity, more abundance, more connection, more remembering, more grace. Noticing how receptive you allow yourself to be. Can that breath get all the way down into your hips, down your legs, out through the soles of your feet, reconnecting you with Mother Earth? And you really let yourself make your claim and put that stake in the ground, plant these seeds in the fertile soil. And then as that settles, we're going to help anchor those seeds by detoxifying on our next exhale, breathing out what no longer serves us. And give yourself permission to be specific here. What are you letting go of? What are you releasing? And these can be physical things. These can be emotional patterns. These can be old stories or outdated versions of ourselves that we kind of collapse into that aren't really true with a capital T. Just inhaling to collect those from all your cells in your field and exhaling, maybe with some oomph. Can you make a sound as that lets go? And just when you think you've let it all go, could you squeeze out one more ounce of that exhale, honoring the intensity that is in right alignment with you and your process? And just notice any shifts that you may feel as you've intended what you want to receive and you've claimed what you want to release. And from this place, I'm just going to pull a card to start us off here in the energy that's clearing. And the card that comes forth is the energy of codependence. Interesting, earlier I was talking about the solar plexus, our power center in the belly, just above the belly button. And this is really how much authority we let ourselves have over our own life. How grounded in our own truth and knowing can we be so that we're immovable, not able to be easily wobbled or swayed by an untruth or by an attempt at control or manipulation. We're really being woken up to these experiences in our lives right now. Is it safe for me to be me and my truth and my knowing, even when others might disagree, have another perspective, want me to do it another way? Can I stand sturdy and immovable in my own body, in my own energy, in my own knowing? And as we do that, it inspires others to do that. And as we engage from this new way, we really activate the gifts of the age of Aquarius, where we can be both individual and a part of the collective. We don't do anyone any favors when we collapse or shrink or are easily swayed or manipulated something that isn't our highest truth. So the question this card asks is, are you willing to give yourself what you are expecting from another? Can you meet your own needs? And not that we don't need each other, but when we're willing to meet our own needs, and it's not an expectation, then it becomes a gift when someone else is able to do that for us from a place of their own wholeness. So the shadow of codependence centers around making others responsible for you feeling or being okay. This moment is an opportunity to return home to yourself by investigating whether or not you're willing to be your own validation, your own permission, and your own safety. Now is the time to offer yourself the peace, the love, the abundance, and the joy that you are craving. Taking a few breaths here as your system receives this transmission, opening a doorway accessing more of your power. And this actually clears in the heart. As we feel freer to be ourselves, we have more access to loving and being loved. And there's not as much armor or a heart wall, so to speak, keeping us distant and separate. And I invite you to say this healing mantra aloud with me if you choose to claim your power and dissolve the next layer of codependence that is ready to be unwound. I am worthy of having my needs met. Therefore, I show up, I meet them, and I free others from this responsibility. This is a big one. I'm going to say that again. Let's inhale together and repeat after me. I am worthy of having my needs met. Therefore, I show up, I meet them, and I free others from this responsibility. And just your willingness to claim that, to see that, you may find yourself having the courage in the days and weeks and months to come to notice where you may be abandoning responsibility or feeling victimized by someone or something, when actually there's an opportunity for you to take increased ownership of something that is yours. Now is a time to be immaculate with our energy, really stepping into next level maturation around how we walk in the world, and that we are accountable for our energy, our actions, our words, the energy that we bring to spaces. And for those of you who listen to the News for the Soul shows and were called to this particular transmission today, my sense is you are a soul who chose a particular responsibility to be an empowered being in human form, to assist us through this birth canal of awakening. And sometimes we forget that we're that powerful. We forget that we've made those choices. And so now is a time to remember. We come together to see our divinity and our power in one another so that we can receive that spark of remembrance and go forth and live it. Beautiful. I just want to check in with Nicole, see if we have access to her again. I'm curious if we've got any callers on the line yet.
Oh, boy.
Are you there, Nicole?
We're having all kinds of electrical fun today. Actually, the last 2 days have just been weird. I don't know if it's related to half the internet breaking yesterday or what, but not fun over here. Back now. I got blown off, as did all the callers, and we're just waiting for to dial back in. But we've got an email. Actually, you know, before even doing that, we should get you to do something that's relevant to the collective. In, you know, since we last talked, we're in a whole new and heavier place, and maybe tuning into, you know, what's up for the collective right now.
Yes. And so I don't know if you were here for that one, but I was just moving through that with the codependence energy. So yeah, we're on the same page for sure, and absolutely clearing that heaviness and talking about taking, being the authority in our own life and clearing that codependent frequency and noticing where we keep giving our power away, expecting that someone else take responsibility for us, for our health, for our wellness, for our finances, for our, you know, relationship life, for our safety. And of course, there is a relationship between us and other, but depending on how we're meeting that relationship, we're creating a dynamic. And so if we're coming from our own power, I heard a beautiful definition for power the other day. I think especially for feminine essence beings in this incarnation, power feels scary because we've often seen it be misused or abused. So it's like we want to reject that because we don't think that's a good thing. But it actually isn't good or bad. It's just an energy, and in its rightest, most integrous form, it's about being immovable from our own truth, from our own center, from our own knowing and connection with the divine. So if you're in your power, then if someone comes and tries to rattle you, it's like they can't because there is such a knowing and such a connecting. And so when I ask what's keeping us from this connection, I pull the shame card. So we'll just build on this collective reading. And so anytime we're ashamed of ourselves, we are afraid that something that we did or didn't do or something that happened to us, for example, makes us unworthy of love or belonging, we're capable of being controlled or manipulated. So it's our job to really unearth anything that we feel ashamed about so that we liberate that energy and, again, become immovable. You know, if someone says, if you have black hair and someone says, I really love your blonde hair, you'd probably look at them cross-eyed like, what are you talking about? My hair is not blonde. Because there's a knowing inside of you that that is an odd thing for that person to say. It doesn't resonate as truth. But if someone tells you they think you're a bad person for making X, Y, or Z choice, and you yourself question whether or not you're a good person or you have good motives, then they can shake you a little bit. So as we fall deeper and deeper in love with ourselves, we forgive ourselves for our humanity, the more empowered we become and the more of a mirror we are for others to see themselves as being able to be empowered and in a higher frequency of integrity as well. Yeah, so I don't know what that touches in you, Nicole, but that's what's here.
Well, also what's here is one of the callers is back, so let's see if we can connect them.
Finally.
God willing. Okay. 917, you're up, you're live with Carrie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
You sound like you're whispering, Stacy.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Stacy. If you haven't been here before, welcome. And the best use of these readings is to think of an area of life where you're currently feeling blocked, and you'd like to know what energy is trying to move to free you up here. So what can we help you with today? Do you just want a general card to clear this energy, or do you have a particular area of life where you want to explore a block?
Just want like a general reading and where to clear this block. Where I know where it's coming from, but I just need advice on how to clear it.
Beautiful. Okay, so a couple things coming up here right away. The first card that shows up first, Stacey, is the Ancestor Code. So there's a validation that this isn't your block alone, but this being cleared from your ancestry, from your lineage. And this may be something that you know about, perhaps other family members that could be here or they could be past that have also struggled with this, and you're clearing it on behalf of the ancestry, on generations of family members who may have struggled with this. And sometimes these can be the most stubborn patterns because they are in our lineage. And so it's not just our stuff, but it's a collection of wounds that go back. But the good news about this is that if you're the one to clear it, then you have the energetic constitution and the resources to do that. So the next card I get is a frequency of isolation. You're asking what this is about. It almost feels like there's an addiction to isolating, or to not letting yourself be seen, heard, held, really taking up space. They're being somewhat ambiguous with me about this. I don't know if this strikes a chord. I'm asking for a little bit more clarity, but they really want to point out you don't need to be addicted to loneliness or being alone. There is so much support cosmically for you. And I have the chills as I'm saying that. Yeah. And this is also clearing in your throat chakra. So what needs to be said that you've been holding back? It could be something that you need to say to yourself, like self-talk. I'm hearing that there could be some self-criticism that is blocking you from moving forward, but it could also be a truth that just needs to be admitted to yourself or spoken into a relationship or a circumstance. Clear the BS and open the energy for something new to be available.
Okay, I agree, yes.
Yeah. So let's see if we can support some of this energy and shifting. I'm just going to find bear with me. I'm looking in the shadow card booklet here. I want to specifically move the energy of isolation. It also feels like it's not just external isolation, Stacey, but an internal isolation, almost like a part of you that needs some more attention from you. So maybe a part of you that feels hard to love or connect with, or that has been like shunned. It also feels like there's a part of you that's very powerful and has a lot of gifts that really want to be made public or be put out into the open more. And let's see if we can get some of that to shift. Okay, so just taking a breath, Stacey, and yeah, this card can be an invitation to notice where you've been isolating yourself in ways that do not honor your heart's truest desire. It's time to tune in and notice what your heart wants you to know. And the healing mantra is, I am worthy of support. So I connect with myself and I support the parts of me that are in need. And just notice if there's anything, any sensations or anything happening in your body as we do this. They're streaming a lot of energy to and through you. Are you aware of anything physically, emotionally, as we tune into this?
The thing is this, you know, I am empathic, so I pick up on other people's energy. And sometimes it drives me crazy because I'm not interested. That's the thing about it. I'm not interested. They show me all the bad. But I'm the type of person, I've always tried to concentrate on good things. But I'm not interested in what other people are doing. I'm not interested in this and what they're showing me.
I'm interested in things that's going to get me ahead in life. But anything that you said is true. There are things that I'm cutting out of my life. You know, I had some family issues and everything, so that's being cut out. So I'm just trying to move forward now.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's go ahead and activate an energetic perimeter that helps to dissolve the things that are not in your highest and best. Remember that nothing can come into your field without your permission. Sometimes we're not giving conscious permission, like you're saying, I don't want that, you know, I don't want that. But a part of us can feel responsible for things. And if we're operating from that place, then things are coming into our field that we don't really feel resonant with. And I wonder if that's part of clearing this ancestor code. So
yes, it's some childhood issues things, some childhood issues that that it was done to me that I finally told my father about. So yeah, and I go to therapy for it too.
Beautiful. So you're already using your voice. You're breaking that addiction of keeping things in or isolated. So to me, this is a validation that you're very much on track. So I just want you to imagine a bright healing light encircling your entire body. And we're just going to infuse this protective perimeter with all of the things that you want. And then it will dissolve the things that you don't. So what would you like to claim more of that you would like to plant seeds in this protective perimeter for? For example, like more peace, more ease, more abundance, more confidence. What are the things that feel right for you that you want to be available to receive?
All right. Okay.
And you can speak them to me or you can just be with them yourself. Would you like to share them, Stacey, or are you just keeping them within yourself? I don't know if we have a bad connection, but I can't hear.
I can hear you clear.
You can hear me?
Can hear
okay, love,
yes.
I can't. Huh? Okay, I couldn't hear you. Were you sharing any of the things you want to put into the energetic perimeter here?
Not necessarily, because it's kind of hard for me to talk, but the only thing that I want to, put into the perimeter is just to, I don't know, I'm not looking back anymore. I think I have held on a long time, and I'm at this state where I don't really care anymore what family members think or what people would say, or what they think.
Yes.
That was holding me back at one point.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's imprint this protective perimeter with your future, with forward movement, with the version of Stacey that's becoming, not the version of you that's been. How does that feel? Can't hear you, Stacey. I don't know if we keep going in and out, but I think that's a good breaking point there. It sounds like you've gotten several pieces of the puzzle that you may have been in need of.
Are you still there, Stacey?
All right. Mercury retrograde having its way with our show today.
Full on. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully you can still hear us and call in again. Let us know how you're going. I don't know what to tell you about the electronics. It's just insane. Things are happening that I've never seen before to a degree I've never seen before. So, but we'll just keep on dancing and moving along. The show must go on.
Exactly.
I'm going to move over to an email while we encourage people to call in. Actually, I'm going to do our official reminder of the number to call in.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And while people are dialing and hopefully not getting dropped like I keep getting, which makes hosting a show a little challenging, let's go to an email. Let's go to Linda in New York. And she's asking if there's a possibility for you to tune in to find out what's blocking her money flow.
Yes, we sure can. Okay, Linda. What is blocking your money flow? Let's feel that energy. Okay. Well, I can tell you on the global level that we're really meant to get money in conscious hands. So interesting, the first card that I pick is light. So there, you are right on track to bring light to this issue. There is a lot of light available. And interesting, then we get the love card. So to me, these are two neutral cards in the deck that also amplify the reading. So especially when they come first before any shadow patterns, they can be really powerful, just showing how much support you have to really move this energy. And when the love card shows up, it can mean that there's something in a relationship that is impacting this particular pattern. So I'm curious if you share money or what kind of money things or beliefs you picked up in your family or in relationship, but it can also mean it's time to bring love to yourself, that you're deserving of abundance and more. But the shadow card that shows up is denial. So I'm wondering where there is a denial of your relationship with money. So I'm going to take this in a few directions, and I think I can feel the specific thread for you. Where do you deny or ignore your relationship with money? And can you plug back into it more presently? Like, money is asking you to not deny it, to welcome it, to be here for it. So sometimes we're holding our hands so tightly, like afraid to let go of the money that we do have. So we're kinking the hose. We're not available to receive, because if you imagine, like, your hands are squeezing to the money that you do have, sometimes when we're running a scarcity energy, that's really common. But I would love to see you having dates with your money. How often are you looking at your bank account? How often are you celebrating the money that is coming in? So I think there's a big opening for starting to think about money like a partner, like a relationship. And we wouldn't expect that our relationship with a person would go well if we never spent any time together or we never looked each other in the eye. And I think that's what your money is really asking for from you at this time. Meet with me, connect with me, make me a priority. Let me in. Let me in there. So I want to read the healing mantra for the denial card, Linda, so that we can help you just shift this. And of course, pay attention to your own wisdom as I name some of these things. There's also a lot of heart opening in these cards. So like letting yourself tell yourself the truth about how worthy you are of more so that these patterns can dissolve. And the healing mantra is, I'm worthy of seeing and hearing the whole truth. I'm worthy of seeing and hearing the whole truth. So that could be about money, but it could also be about something else that you've been denying yourself access to or telling yourself the truth about. And anything like that, any area of untruth can create a kink. And when there's a kink around money, it typically gets our attention quickly because we need that for survival here. And yeah, it can open the door to what do I need to pay closer attention to? Thank you for that question, Linda. I have a feeling that that will serve many, as money blocks are really common, and we go through different seasons and cycles with our abundance. I feel you opening this and loosening it and getting to the other side. So keep us posted.
Well, we have another question along that theme, also an email. Tracy, also in New York, And she is asking for a reading. She has, due to the mandate, lost her job. So she's wanting a reading about the future.
Okay, let's see what shadow would be blocking your next steps. And Okay, so you're also getting the light card. Ooh, and the divine support card. I really love that for you, Tracy. I think there's, okay. So many people right now are losing their job due to mandates. And I think while it can feel like we're really being victimized because of this, and regardless of our personal takes and opinions, I think from a spiritual level, you know, spirit's using this to get us to where we're needed more. So if we're being removed from one place, it's because our soul is meant to be in another place. And this is just orchestrating that and facilitating that. And it can be terrifying, you know, and it's a huge leap of faith and it requires great trust in the process. And so wherever you are with that, I feel like there's a part of you that really trusts this process, Tracy, maybe is almost relieved, but then I can feel that gripping of some fear as well, right behind it. So it feels to me like you're dancing in both places, depending on the moment or on the day. So there's a lot of light shining on this situation for you, a lot of divine support. And the frequency that's clearing for you here is entitlement. So I love this because it asks you to step into the truth that you are entitled to more. You are entitled to be in a work environment that honors your choice and what you choose is best and right for your body. And any environment where that's not being or feeling honored will inhibit your ability to fully express and shine. So I think there's a lot of healing and clearing here where you're going to find yourself in a new place that feels like home, that feels like it's all going to make sense once you land there. And as you're moving in that direction, just really affirm, like, I'm entitled to what I want. I'm entitled to honor my body in the way that feels right. And I'm entitled to be in a work environment that honors that about me. And I'd like to share the healing mantra for the entitlement energy as this continues to move. Oh, I really love this for you. I am worthy of being seen and heard, so I give myself permission to stand in my spotlight. Yeah, so as you see and hear your own truth, as you allow yourself to be immovable in the knowing of what is right for you and your body at this time, you give yourself permission to stand in your spotlight. And when that spotlight is on you, you become more magnetic, more attractive, and more available for the opportunities that are in the highest and rightest, I keep saying that word, I don't think it is a word, but you get it, alignment for you and your spirit moving forward. I have a feeling there's going to be a couple of opportunities that present themselves to you. I'm hearing 1 to 3. So I don't know if that's weeks or months, but it feels like there are some things brewing. You know, pay attention to the opportunities and really trust that the divine has your back on this. And remember what you are entitled to. Thank you for calling in. I imagine that others in that situation who might hear this could also receive some support and encouragement for honoring themselves.
All right.
What else we got, Nicole?
Well, we're going to another email, and this one could be one affecting many as well. This is coming from Angela in Seattle, and her family's been very separated with the vaccinated versus unvaccinated situation, and she hasn't been able to see her grandchildren in a while. She's wondering if... this is crazy. And she's wondering if you see that turning around anytime soon.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So the first card I get is the manipulation energy, which I think speaks to the ways that we're seeing how easily or not we're manipulated or are manipulating others. Like, how do we be true to ourselves right now and also honor other people's choices and feel the grief of the reality of that, which may mean that there is some disconnect, which does feel temporary. It feels like there, I also pull the ego card here. It feels like there's a lot of fear that is running the decision-making process. And so as some of that fear dissipates, which you can do the work of, Angela, dissolving your own fear and making decisions from love for yourself and for your family, and also honoring the choice that your family is making while also grieving and feeling the pain of those choices not resonating and putting you at a distance from people that you love and care for so much. And in your willingness to do that, I sense there's like an opening for the dissolution of fear on their side as well. And then I do get the divine support card. So there is something higher working here on your behalf. And there's a time for healing right now. Healing patterns of manipulation is really the primary energy, and also fear. Like, when we are afraid, we can have a tendency to either be manipulated or attempt to manipulate. And this is back to the beginning of the show where I was talking about sovereignty and being immovable in our own truth and really staying in our own power. And I think that as families are going through this, it's like, how do we love each other in our choices when they are separate? And can we feel the parts of us that are inclined to manipulate to get to do it our way versus really, I hear you. I hear how afraid you are. I hear how important this is to you. And I love you while you're afraid of that. And here's where I stand. And so what do we do? How do we be together while we're having this, these fears and this experience? Instead of trying to pull each other into your truth, you can connect on that frequency of fear. Like, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. Okay, we have this in common, this threat of fear, which we're often not talking about because we're getting wrapped up in the politics, in the story, in the, you know, research, the information, the this side or that side. But when it comes down to it, humans only ever make choices based on their own knowing and their own connection to what's right for them in any given moment. So I think there are some blessings of healing available here. And I get the sense that as you get the lesson and your own relationship to fear sorted, I think there's going to be something unlocked here that's going to be a blessing for all of you. And I hold you in the challenge and the hardness of it. In the meantime, this is a heart-wrenching time for all of us, for different reasons, but also for the same reason that we're feeling divided in a way that isn't natural to our truest essence, and so it hurts. But when we remember that even when there's physical disconnection, there's always heart connection available. And now can also be a time to access that and to communicate with your grandson in the, you know, etheric realm. Does it take away all the pain? Does it make it better? No, we don't want to spiritually bypass that very real missing. And there are other options that you can be empowered with. And so the healing mantra for the manipulation clearing is, I am worthy of an honest relationship with myself. Therefore, I create one. Thank you for that, Angela. I hope that blesses and serves others as well. I know that you are not the only one in that situation. We're all navigating our own version of disconnection right now with ourselves, with others, and I think it's a really meaningful and important conversation. So I just hold the highest and best outcome for us all.
All right. Well, we've got quite the theme developing here. Again, email lines keep dropping, so we'll just keep going with the flow where the flow is. Elaine in Toronto, and she is terrified that her son is going to get the vaccine, and they're locked in debate because he can't go anywhere with his friends right now. In Canada, we've got vax passes. We literally can't go to restaurants or events or anything without one now. So she's terrified about her son succumbing and, you know, from the coercion, and worried about the side effects. So she wants to read and support and a counsel you can give her that.
Beautiful. All right. Take a breath here and just ground. And the first card I get is the light card. A lot of light shining on this situation, how terrifying it is to imagine that, you know, our child could make a choice that we fear would harm them, and then how powerless we feel to really influence or affect a change. And so the card that's coming up for clearing is the energy of scarcity, the feeling that that there's a lack in any way here, or that, let me tune into what the lack is. Ah, there it is. Okay, a scarcity of trust in your son's knowing about what is right for him, and being responsible for your own fear while letting him and his path unfold, and asking him if you're open, if he's open to hearing your thoughts, your fears, if he wants your counsel. But above all, the next card that comes is love. What does love look like right now? And how do you stay connected with your son by hearing his concerns, asking how you can support him, and really owning your own fears without putting them on him? You know, everyone is being impacted differently by the energetics of the vaccine, and what happens to one may not happen to another. What is dangerous for one may not be dangerous for another. Every soul has their own relationship with the unfolding of these times. And so the power that you have is to infuse the situation with love, with trust, with integrity, and with being responsible for your own reactions to this, because that's going to keep the space clear between you and your son so that there is an availability of an open line of connection and communication to help him feel your steadiness and support regardless of what he decides. Because he's not here asking for the reading, I don't feel an opening to tap into what he might or might not decide. But that's the sense that I get, that you're going to be okay either way. And we want to release that scarcity of trust in him, and in him being in right relationship with his body and his knowing, and how you can support him in coming to that, and then taking care of yourself with the outcome. I wish I could tell you how to jump in there and save the day and avoid hard feelings, but that wouldn't be honest, because part of this sovereignty right now is having authority over our own lives. And so if we want authority over our own life and our own body, we also have to offer that level of authority and sovereignty to others, even when it's really hard and painful to imagine that they would make a choice that we fear puts them in danger. Thank you so much for your call or your email, and just the courage to request this. I hope that something here touches you, and I really trust your process and this unfolding, and I absolutely know that it's being divinely guided and nothing is happening out of order, even though it's not always ordered the way that we would desire in the human realm. Holding you in love, Angela.
Yes. I'm curious if you've seen a shift in the kinds of things people are coming to you for help with these days recently, Carrie?
That's interesting. I'm definitely feeling an upgrade of power, like people starting to drop the stories of not enough or not good enough or not strong enough or not just not enough and really ready to step into more authority and power in their life. I think people are feeling tired of being pushed around. So I think that's the biggest theme that I've been noticing. You know, I primarily work with healing entrepreneurs, and it's like they're tired of taking less than what they deserve. They're just playing small. And so we're doing a lot of clearing out anything that would keep them from their power and really activating a fierceness in, I think sometimes we get so gentle and we the pendulum strikes one side or the other. So it's either we're so gentle with ourselves that at this point we're like colluding with our nonsense, or we're so hard on ourselves that that there is a lacking of gentleness. And so I think there's a pendulum coming back into balance where we are gentle and loving, but we're also fierce and honest in a way that is really rigorous and necessary right now.
Yes, indeed. Very necessary. If not now, I don't know when. Holy cow. All right.
Exactly.
Well, we are here 3 minutes to the top. It's time for a wrap up and shameless self-promotions. What do you have for us, Carrie?
Absolutely. All right, everybody. If you would like to play with the messages from shadow energies and have access to pulling these cards anytime you want, I invite you to visit messagesfromshadow.com, where you can download the app on iTunes or Android, or buy yourself a physical deck and have right at your fingertips the ability to clarify what energy may be blocking or influencing you from moving forward in your life. There's a guide booklet that goes with each and every card, and also a healing mantra. And there are beautiful images on each card that were intuitively co-channeled by me and a dear artist friend of mine. And they're all divine activations and transmissions that you can use for meditation and clearing as well. So I'd love to close with a blessing today. This was some heavy-hearted work as we navigate this time, but remembering that we are not doing it alone. I invite you to pay attention to what you are introducing into your consciousness right now, what you're listening to, what you're watching, who you're spending time with, and make sure that you ground in nature and in what is true beyond the illusion of the mess that we are currently moving through. And so for now, I extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community and connection, and the fires of creativity, passion, and desire. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next month, same time, same place.
Awesome. Thanks, Carrie. Carrie Nola is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and we're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Stay focused. Stay strong. News for the Soul will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realm to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder, journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work to 24/7 at News for the Soul Broadcasting to uncover deeper truths and techniques to best maneuver through these very challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve you in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover new hosts and radio shows and to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interview with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial elements right now for us all. Stay focused. Stay strong. For over 20 years, we've known this simple concept to be true. What you focus on expands. That is more important than ever in 2020 and beyond. In times of social distance and lockdown, we must connect with our community more deeply and more often, and we are here for you. Our live shows and our show archives are always totally free to hear anytime. Just go to newsforthesoul.com to tune in and find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so that others can avail themselves of this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com. Stay focused. Stay strong.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.